Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing today?
I am just fine. I don't know if I'm going to be playing softball tonight, though. Looks like we've got more storms sweeping into this part of the woods. We're done with the
summer
rain.
Summer would be nice.
Well, yeah, but there's
the standard summer.
The downside is the mosquitoes are ridiculous.
Well, tell me what else is new, right? And with all this rain we've had and burst of heat in there, we're going to have some of that. We want to know what's on your mind today. A couple of things in the news. The vote that we anticipated would happen did happen yesterday in the United States Senate, and John Hovind and a handful of Republicans joined all the Democrats and voted in favor of this Hovind-Corker amendment. And, you know, I'm not real fond of getting my head rammed against the wall, but I'll try again. I am a card-carrying law and order conservative. And everything that this bill mandates happen, I think we as conservatives really want to have happen. In other words, so what they're telling us is that there are triggers, there's requirements that have to be in place, that fully implemented and fully deployed before you can even begin to apply to say, hey, I came here illegally and now I'd like to get in line and apply for green card status or permanent residence. Don't even talk to me. Go away from me. Don't even begin to begin the process or even talk about filling out the first form or getting your application until all these things are in place. And that is that the minimum requirements. True. And I think that's the biggest. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, hey, you funded defense before. You told us these things would happen before. Even going back, some people go back to Ronald Reagan in 1986 and say that ended up being amnesty when all these things were supposed to be in place. But if I'm John Hovind, if I'm the senator from North Dakota and a handful of others, my career, my name is at stake here. So I'm going to make sure this stuff actually happens. Otherwise, I'm going to say, whoa, time out. It doesn't happen. So that's why, you know, I get all the distrust and I understand why it's there and I join you in all of it. But I think this is a nice little insurance policy because what's not to like about the fence being done? What's not to like about a mandatory employment verification system fully implemented for all employers? In other words, Steve, if you want a job for me, you're not getting one until I know you're legal, period. And I have an actual e-verify system to make sure that actually happens. And there's five things, actually. One, the Department of Homeland Security and Attorney General and Defense Department and all these agencies submit a comprehensive southern border strategy to Congress that includes minimum requirements for every sector along the border as identified by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. The plan's been deployed. It's been operational. That's point one. Deploy, maintain, station 20,000 Border Patrol agents on the southern border in addition to the agents that are already there. That's an agent every 1,000 feet along the southern border. The rest of the fence. 350 miles of fence with the other 350.
You're making me giggle now, you know.
The e-verify system, the mandated electronic entry and exit system, fully implemented. Again, if we're card-carrying law enforcement conservatives here, rule of law conservatives, what's not to like there? All of that has to be in place before we can even begin the process of now.
It all sounds good. I'll give you that.
Exactly.
Sounds fine. Sounds dandy.
You just don't trust that it's going to happen.
No, absolutely not. Prove it. I'm at the point now on this that prove it. You can prove it to me and show me, and I'll believe you when it's done. But we've been down this road too darn many times before, and nothing's happened. There's a reason that.
But here's the other. Here's the
immigration and law enforcement came out against this bill yesterday. You know, guess what? We're being told one thing, and you're being told another thing. We can have more agents, but if they're not allowed to do their job, what good are they? Other than you and I are paying their salary.
Harry Reid and the Democrats control the Senate, so they were going to get a bill either way. Right? This is a big push for them. Because John Hovind and a few other Republicans inserted this into it, gave this some teeth and said, you can't get what you want until we get what we want. This is now part of the bill. I think it's a pretty good insurance policy. Maybe the House will kill it anyway. But I think as conservatives, as rule of law folks, this bill is better with this than without this stuff. That's all I'm saying. Now, whether or not we trust him, whether it's actually going to happen, that's a whole other debate. I'd rather have immigration reform with all these tenets in it than without it. That's
sure,
that's,
it's better with it, but is it a good bill in the first place?
So why, if it's better with it, why would we then want to criticize Senator Hoeven for saying, hey, here's conservative principles to insert in it? That's where I'm getting lost.
Well, let's go to the phones and find out. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Corey and Mandan, what's on your mind?
What I want to say is it's not going to happen. You're dealing with the Barack Obama administration. It's not going to happen. And putting your name on something, and you're saying you're going to put your name on something, and you're going to make it happen. Someone's name was on the fence the first time, and it didn't happen. Putting your name on something doesn't make something happen. It's not going to happen, and it's a joke to even pretend like it. They should just kill it in the House and not go through with it. It's a bad idea.
Something has to be done, though, doesn't it, Corey? How do you fix the problem?
Something does happen. Something needs to happen, but making these people legal isn't the best idea. They broke the law the first time. They shouldn't have been here in the first time. I say you just lock up the border and deport these guys that are up there now, and just like Israel did. They closed themselves off from people who are getting into their border, and that's a good idea.
Corey, thanks for the call.
And don't let anyone in.
Appreciate the sentiments on this. Corey, thanks. There's others waiting. We're going to get to you, by the way, this hour brought to you by the Bakken Field Tour. Another Bakken Field Tour is happening this week, today, as a matter of fact, and there's a couple in July, another in August. And you can find out more about the next tour and how to take place at BakkenFieldTour.com. Tell you more about that in a minute, and the telephone number to call. Jim and Beulah, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Jim, go ahead.
Take it away.
Yeah. I say they should improve the quality of the fence between Mexico and the United States about 10,000%. Make it kind of like the one between East and West Germany.
Well, so that's a big fence.
I'm dead serious. I mean, well, why not? We don't want the people that come in the country illegally. You want to put a man down there every 1,000 feet. Well, I say put up a fence and put several Spanish warnings that, yeah, if you try crossing, you're probably going to end up dead.
Electrify it. I have no problem with that.
Electrify it.
You know, here's the thing. We have jobs, and we have jobs that need to be filled, and we have great Hispanic workers that come up and fill some of those jobs. If you're here legally, great. If you're not here legally, get out. You broke into my house. I'm not going to invite you to stay. Now, do I want you to come and work if you want to make a better living for your family? Great, but do it legally.
And again, I'll say that additional 350 miles of fence completed. It has to be completed before you can even begin to touch one of the five tenants. Okay, is that one? Can we check that box yet? So, again, that's here in this bill. That's teeth that didn't exist before, Jim. And it gets you more of a fence. Appreciate the call. Harvey Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Harvey.
Yes, good morning. Hey, I don't believe that this fence is going to get done. I'm kind of disappointed in our senator voting with the Democrats for that. And knowing Obama, he's going to get the illegal, the green card job to go down and guard the fence. Here's the 20,000 guards that he's going to have.
You know, I don't have any problem with Senator Hoeven jumping on this and trying to make it a little bit better. And I think he displayed some of the cooperation that needs to be taking place in Congress. But is it going to get done?
No.
If it isn't, then Steve and Harvey don't have anything to worry about. That's what the senator's saying. The senator's saying, do these five things, and until these five things happen, nobody can even apply for amnesty. If you don't believe they're going to happen, then you have nothing to worry about.
Right. He read the whole 19,000 pages. What does it say in there? Does it say the fence is going to be done first? Or has Obama got some hidden stuff in there where that's going to be the last thing on the list?
Well, if he does, then I would expect John Hoeven to say, okay, you're not getting all that stuff. You know, that's why he put himself in a position of saying, none of that happens until these five tenants happen. One of those is the fence. The other is the Border Patrol agents. I love E-Verify. I don't get why there should be no debate over whether or not someone is legal or not when they apply for a job. Slide a card. If you can do it to find out if they got 10 cents in their credit card account, why the world can't you do to find out if they're...
E-Verify's fine, but when you can't even have law enforcement on the same page for regular crimes, how are you going to get to that next level with E-Verify?
I don't care. My point is, you do all of those five things before anybody even gets in line to apply for amnesty, let alone gets it. That's what the bill says, so let's trust but verify. More coming up
with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mudlogging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mudlogging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Back to the calls in just a moment. This half hour of the program brought to you by Bakken Field Tour. There's one actually today taking place out of Williston. Another coming up July 16th out of Williston, July 18th out of Dickinson, and August 21st out of Williston. It's a great opportunity for anyone interested in the Bakken to explore an area in an organized and an information-filled fashion. And they have lodging for you. It's 3 hours long in a briefing format. Covers a great deal of pertinent information that you need to know about Western North Dakota, about energy development, and then the current activities. Then there's a tour by Motor Coach, which actually shows you the activity, the impacts, the opportunities. They do lunch. They do a tour of a Target Logistics crew camp. You visit several communities. And the oil and gas operating areas, see a lot of the energy and construction-related activities. They do the touring in the morning, the Bakken briefing, rather, in the morning from 8 to 11, and then the actual field tour from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., all-day event that includes the lodging. BakkenFieldTour.com is how you register. That's BakkenFieldTour.com. And, again, dates coming up in July, the 16th and the 18th, again in August as well, to sign up for the next Bakken Field Tour. Check them out. That's BakkenFieldTour.com. All right, back to the phones. Who's waiting to weigh in here? Looks like Don, who's calling from the Bakken. Don in the Bakken, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Are you talking to me?
We are, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't believe for a second that there's any kind of guarantees in there that all that stuff has to be done before anybody can apply for amnesty, because the Democrats would never have gone along with that. So, I mean, and John Hoeven, when I heard him in his speech, he didn't say anything about amnesty or any of that. He said apply for the green card. But they've already started on a pathway to citizenship. That's what the Democrats want first. That's what John Hoeven wanted to make sure that he had. All he did was give everybody, or the Republicans that voted for it, an excuse to say yes. But that didn't surprise me, because Hoeven is one of those establishment Karl Rove-type Republicans that always will seed the field of battle before the first shot is even fired. So, but I will say one other thing. That fence will get built, and it'll get built by Democrats. But it'll be when this country has gone to hell so bad that people are trying to get out, and it'll be just like East Germany. They'll put up a fence, and they'll be shooting Americans that are trying to get out to go someplace else.
Here's what I don't understand. John Hoeven, as a governor for 10 years of the state of North Dakota, did exactly what he said he was going to do. That's why he, you know, was voted in again and again. Obviously, overwhelmingly won his spot in the United States Senate. I don't think John Hoeven's going to tell us one thing and do another and risk all of that credibility over that period of time. Now, the federal government, have we gone wrong going back to the 80s on amnesty and what we've been told before? Absolutely. To me, we got to say, thank you, John Hoeven. Glad you got this in here. Now make sure it happens. None of what they want, Barack Obama and the Democrats, can happen until we get what we want. And that's all the fence built. That's the extra border agents. That's E-Verify. That's all of these five tenants. And if it doesn't happen, we hold him accountable. Now we've got Republicans to hold accountable for it. Isn't that a good thing?
You had Republicans to hold accountable before, because everything that's in that bill is law right now. And when Bush was in there, they never enforced it, either his father or George W. Bush. And when the Republicans had control of Congress, they never enforced it. And the Democrats aren't going to enforce it. But everything that's in there is law right now. And if they wanted to secure the border, all they'd have to do is start doing it.
Don, you think it's a dirty little secret? It's one of those, shh, we like it because it's good for business. We like it because we have this cheap labor. We like it because of all the positive economic sides for business. But don't do anything about it. It comes up every now and then, but just don't do anything about it. We'll keep it a dirty little secret.
Well, I think that's got a lot to do with it. And don't tell me there's going to be positive economic signs. That's a joke. Because we're going to legalize these people, that suddenly they're all going to be starting businesses and the economy is going to go great guns. There are going to be Americans that are going to be out on their ears, and newly legalized illegal immigrants, and I'll say illegal because they broke the first law they encountered in this country. They came over here when they weren't supposed to. The very first law. They didn't follow the rule of law. They didn't give a damn about the rule of law. They're going to get hired before, because they don't have to, the employers don't have to stick them with Obamacare. That's not going to cost them.
Don, thanks for the phone call. You broke into my house. Why should I keep you, invite you to stay? Mark in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Pretty tough to top what your last guy just said, but since we're all talking what ifs and maybes, and we've probably not read the bill or seen it when you do all the cross references, my understanding is that part of that bill was to eliminate all hard dates for setting any of the requirements. So if the fence is built or the agents are on the border or anything like that, all of the hard dates have been eliminated. It still talks amnesty first, whether or not you have Hoven or Corker talking about it. It is still amnesty first, and if it didn't have amnesty first, you wouldn't see a Democrat getting bought off for it.
Well, I mean, to be clear, what's been added yesterday says nothing can happen in the way of even applications for amnesty until these five tenants are in. Now, if that's different, if that gets changed, if that gets, we get hoodwinked into this, I would expect John Hoven and Marco Rubio and the other handful of Republicans to be the first to say stop and scream from the top of a mountain. I'm saying everything we want as conservatives has been put in the Hoven-Corker Amendment. Now, is it going to be implemented first? It better be, otherwise we hold them accountable. That's what I'm saying. That's what the Democrats have the vote in the Senate, so they could have done this without these provisions. We ought to be glad these provisions are in there to say, as an insurance policy, if this thing gets passed, at least this stuff's in there.
Still lipstick on a pig. It's a bad bill to begin with.
Think about it. The only people who get to approve what amendments are even voted on are the Democrats. So unless they agree with it, they've had input in writing it and everything else, the liberals are not allowing those votes to come. That's the same reason there hasn't been a vote on Obamacare in the Senate, even though 30-some have been passed in the House. Janet Napolitano has the right to overrule any.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. That was alleged by somebody. I looked into that to say, wait a minute, are we being hoodwinked here? The only thing she can override is to say, okay, the fence can move a little bit this way or a little bit that way under her discretion, but not to override whether it's built or not. And again, the reputations of John Hoven and Marco Rubio and these other Republicans are on the line on that point, because I share. If we got hoodwinked, I'm going to be the first guy that's going to say, wait a minute. My only point is they have the votes to pass the pig, Steve. The lipstick has been added by these handful of Republicans, and now their reputations are on the line to say, you said this was going to happen. It better happen. Mark, appreciate the call. We got a lot full bank of calls, so we're going to keep going. Chad and Fargo, your take before the break here. Go ahead, Chad.
Okay. First
give me a headline.
Why do we have to let Mexico control the destiny of the United States of America?
I don't want to let them control the destiny of America. Do you, Steve?
Absolutely not.
No, Chad, hang on here a sec. We're also going to talk about Aaron Crowder and how many acreages of North Dakota cropland will not be planted this year because of the wet season. That coming up in more of your calls straight ahead.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great, have a good one.
All hope was just a break in the wall.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. And by the way, last half hour brought to you by BachandFieldTour.com. Somebody called and said, hey, I want a telephone number. I can't go to Bach and Field Tour to sign up. You can sign up online, but you can also call. The Bach and Field Tour, the best way to experience the Bach and firsthand. Comprehensive presentation and a briefing helps you understand the background of the Williston Basin, energy operations and technology, and the economic landscape. And then an actual motor coach field tour, even includes lodging. Dates coming up in July 16th, 18th, and August 21st as well. 701-577-1100. This half hour is brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. Should we finish with Chad and then welcome our guest here, Steve?
Absolutely. Chad, you started to go down a path. Finish that path.
Okay. Why can't we, instead of going on building this border, all these other things, and bringing all these illegals in the United States there, basically are going to only be draining our welfare systems to the point where we will actually take away from our own people. Why not go to Mexico and talk to Mexico and educate and spend the money that we are going to spend on this fence and that, and to get them, bring our democracy back over to Mexico and try to overhaul their system? Or if they can't, basically, if they don't want to do this, then we basically do like the one guy, which your two callers ago, he was pretty right on the money, is that we just build one hell of a fence and basically like Israel, don't let anybody in. I mean, but the bottom line is that Mexico is the problem. It's not their people. If they had such great deals in Mexico, they would be coming over across the border. Fix the problem in Mexico, then it may work. I don't know if John Hovind should be fired for what he did, because bottom line is that we should not give in to the Democrats, because everything we ever get in bed with Obama, he's worse as Slick Willie. He basically knows how to basically screw with the system, and he's done a damn good job of it.
And my only point, Chad, is he doesn't, nor does Harry Reid, nor do most of the Democrats want any of the things that the handful of Republicans put in there. They have the votes anyway, so the bill could have passed without these provisions. Wouldn't we want these provisions in as an insurance policy that if this gets through the House and goes to the president, actually has to be included? That's my only point. I just think these are all things we want in addition to what you're talking about. So I other than the total distrust of government at about every level now that everybody has, and especially on immigration because of how we've been really lied to before, I get that. I'm just saying when a guy like Hovind joins Rubio and a few others to stake their reputation on it, that's a good insurance policy to be included in it. I think it's better with that than without it. That's what I'm saying. Because all the bad you assign to the other side, I'm with you on completely. This says, hey, you have to be held accountable now to these provisions being put in place. Appreciate the call, and we'll return to these and other topics after we talk a little bit about how this wet spring and summer has been on our egg growers so far this season.
It's been horrible so far. We've got Aaron Crowder, director of the North Dakota's Farm Service Agency, on with us. Aaron, not shaping up well to be a good year for agriculture, is it?
We have our challenges. Production agriculture, as we all know, it is a risky venture.
Is there a differentiation there this year, though, that between the farming and the ranching side of thing? Most of the ranchers I talk to, they're happy about the hay crops, but the farming side, not so good.
Well, we all know with Mother Nature, when she gives us the abundance rainfall, things grow green, and the hay and forage that we have across the state is lush this year, so it looks great. So that cattleman that struggles at, you know, at times when we have droughts, putting together that feedstock for the winter, this year's going to be good for them. But with when you say that, you have to be careful, because every round that they make putting hay down, it rains on it, then the quality deteriorates, and they've got to struggle to getting it put up. But all in all, crop farmers, ranchers, they like rain. But when we get excess, then we have our challenges.
So the totals this year that will go unplanted, which we understand is, you know, if we had to draw a line, more northern than southern in North Dakota, will be what, Aaron?
We will not know those numbers until after July 15th, because that is the final date for acreage reporting to be filed with the county FSA office. But I can tell you that the communications we've had with county offices and county elected committees indicates that northern tier counties in North Dakota have, you know, naturally, we know they've received more moisture, but they are experiencing a lot of acres that are not getting planted. In other words, the term prevented from being planted, the prevent plant acres are going to be in those northern border counties. And as you start to come south, you know, south of Highway 5 and south of Highway 200 and south of the Interstate 94, it becomes less and less. So it's going to be a big number. Everything we've got right now is purely a guesstimate on those types of communications. And, you know, we're anticipating it's going to be greater than 2 million acres in North Dakota. And when you look at the total plantable acres in North Dakota at 22 million, 2 million, well, you're close to almost 10% of the crop ground in North Dakota not getting planted this year. So it's a challenge.
And obviously with flooding, we've had this occurrences in the past. How does this rank as far as previous years in unplanted acreage?
Our largest year was in 2011, so it was just 2 years ago. We had 5.6 million acres, which is approximately, you know, that 25% of the crop ground. So 2 years ago was the largest number. The second largest number was in 1999 with 3.9 million. So, you know, we're going to be close to maybe the third highest year ranking. But, you know, we stop and think about wet, but you just need to go back and think about dry. And when you think about that, in 2012, just last year, was one of our drier years from the standpoint of planting. Not moisture, but as far as all acres getting planted, we only had about 162,000 acres in North Dakota that did not get planted. And that was near the bottom of our, you know, records as far as acres not getting planted, excuse me, getting planted. It, you know, as I said when we started the interview, production agriculture is risky in North Dakota from 1 year to the next. So we can go from dry to wet, and now with this prevent plant issue we've got in the state, our early guesstimates are about, you know, exceeding 2 million acres, and once we get those final numbers in, that'll be the true number then.
Just exacerbates the point of why we need a farm bill that much more. Let's go to the callers, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question for Aaron Crowder, Director of North Dakota's Farm Service Agency. Norma, New Salem, what's on your mind today?
Yes, you were talking about the hay crop at Flush and Green. Well, we're experiencing hay weevils right now, and if we don't spray or get the hay, first hay crop off, we won't have the quality of hay that originally started out. Is that predominantly in just our area, or is it across the state?
What we've been hearing is that particularly in the south central and the southwest, the weevil that is and the larvae that is related to the alfalfa is pretty predominant there. And you're correct. You know, if you aren't out there spraying or trying to take care of that insect, they will eat away at the value of that alfalfa plant that's there. So it's certain pockets of the state that are experiencing it. And then, you know, you can go across the road to the next farmer or rancher, and they do not have a problem with it. So there's challenges, you know, within a county and within a farm. So, yes, you're very right. There are some pockets in the state that are experiencing some problems with the weevil.
Thank you.
Norma, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for Aaron Crowder, Director of North Dakota's Farm Service Agency. Aaron, how close are we right now to this being historic? You said that we're ranking around number three as far as acreage not planted this year, having issues at that 2 million point. If we keep shaping up the way we are right now with storm after storm after storm and rainfall event after rainfall event, this could be catastrophic for the state of North Dakota, couldn't it?
Well, let me just clarify some things here. For prevent plant payments under the federal crop insurance, there's some final plant dates. For many cereal grains in many counties, it's June 5th. And every day past that, your coverage, you know, decreases by 1% every day. For some soybeans, it's June 10th. When you get to some of those last forage crops, it's a different date. But, you know, for the major production crops, we've passed that final plant date. So now, it gets to the point where it's called prevent plant. So to get to your big question, majority of the producers out there have just basically said, I'm done, I'm not going to plant anymore, because I know that history tells me if I plant after this date, that plant needs to come out of the ground and mature, and we need to harvest it, and we need to get that done before that fall frost. And in North Dakota, that can happen in September. Last year, you know, we had a late fall. We could have an early fall this year from a frost standpoint, and then the crop's done. So producers have stopped planting for the most part. So they know that they're going to be done. When you take that and multiply it times the economic factors, if you've got 10% of your crop ground did not get planted, and with today's commodity prices and today's input costs, it affects both the supplier out there on Main Street. It also affects the grain marketers, the elevators, places like that, as far as the income side of it. And naturally, it affects the producer that, you know, if on my farm in Divide County, I only got 10% of my acres planted individually. That's 90% that didn't get planted. That's a huge negative effect on the bottom line. You go over to Bottineau County or Ward County or Pembina County, it's the same thing. So when we talk as a whole state, 10%, you know, it's a big number. But when you talk in those specific counties in the northern border counties where a producer only got 10% of their ground planted, maybe 90% not planted, it's a huge economic impact to those communities.
Aaron, it's very touch and go right now.
We appreciate it very much. Aaron Crowder joining us today on the program, the director of the North Dakota Farm Service Agency. A lot of soggy cropland out there after a wet spring and summer. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good to chat with you. And this hour, by the way, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You know, agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion. Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs about 25% of our state's workforce. You know what that means? Ag is North Dakota's economic engine, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong agriculture will keep our state strong. But they're about more than agriculture. Find out more about North Dakota Farm Bureau at their website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. More coming up after this.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
For another What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? Here with some answers today is Dawn with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Dawn, today's question, why do farmers put female pigs in small pens when they have babies?
Well, those female pigs are actually, when they're mothers, they're called sows. And they don't have the devotion to their young that humans have. Small individual pens limit a sow's ability to move around so she doesn't roll or step on her piglets and kill them. Sows have even been known to eat their young. So, I mean, it really helps to provide a different kind of situation for them so they can't do any harm to the piglets. Farmers who use these pens say piglet deaths are much lower.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's got to be some things you want to know why farmers do what they do. And so, again, ndfb.org, contact us, and just fire away with your questions, and we'll get you some answers here in the North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute on What's on Your Mind. And as I mentioned before the break, North Dakota Farm Bureau is about more than agriculture. We're about things that are important to all North Dakotans. That includes a strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and in Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the NDFB, North Dakota Farm Bureau, by their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your farm bureau.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon. What is on your mind?
Senator John Hovind will join us tomorrow on the program. Anything you want us to make sure we to ask him point blank directly about this immigration bill that has many folks up in arms? I feel like I must be sounding like Charlie Brown's teacher to everybody because, and I think this is one of the problems in politics today. You know, I mean, you just don't want to hear what the other person has to say, and I get the frustration. I'm with you. You know what I mean? Completely and totally. I'm saying I don't like the fact that Harry Reid runs the United States Senate. Okay, I don't like the fact that Barack Obama's president of the United States. But I know they have a very different vision of immigration reform than I do, and mine says build the fence. Have the E-Verify system. Have this, you know what E-Verify does? It says, you can't come to work for me unless I know you're legal. Isn't that a good thing?
But Scott, I do want to hear what everybody has to say. The only problem is nobody's listening to what either side has to say. And that's part of the problem. Nobody can come together and have a good conversation and work through things when nobody's listening to anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know how you fix that.
Both sides are guilty.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of blame to go around. Look, I mean, Ronald Reagan, I believe, is one of the greatest presidents this country's ever known. Certainly the greatest of the 20th century under his watch. One of the reasons we're all a little suspect of immigration reform is because essentially 1986, he signed amnesty. Now, Congress passed it, right? But there were things we thought were going to happen as part of that that didn't and have happened since. So I get all the distrust. I just see a guy like Senator John Hovind saying, hey, here's the things I hear everybody wants, us included, right? And so I'm going to insert these, and they can only happen, everything they want, Barack Obama, the Democrats want, if we get what we want. What's not to like in that? Other than to say, well, fooled me once, fooled me twice, and I guess that's where we'll go tomorrow with Senator Hovind.
Fool me fourth time. That's the problem. Once or twice, great. Three, four, five times, you're going to fool me? So I'm going to keep taking it?
That's the question for Senator Hovind. How will this time be different? How do you believe this time will be different than any other time? 800-228-0550. By the way, one little bit of breaking news that's coming out of the Supreme Court today. A divided Supreme Court has limited use of a key provision in the landmark Voting Rights Act of 1965, in effect of invalidating a key enforcement provision that applies to all or parts of 15 states with past history of voter discrimination. This is, by the way, the last ruling we're supposed to get today, but we are expected to get more rulings tomorrow. There's two key cases on same-sex marriage that will be involved tomorrow. Let's see. A lot of calls waiting to weigh in here.
Before let's go to John and Minot next real quick.
Okay, John, go ahead.
John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this fence was supposed to put up on the border, this 700 miles, and there's already a bill or a law that they got to put up 700 miles of fence on the Mexican border, and the money's been appropriated. Does that mean they're going to put up 1,400 miles on the Mexican border?
Yeah, I wish.
What does it mean?
Well, all I can tell you is what the Hovind Amendment says, and that is...
In other words, past laws don't mean anything.
Well, there's plenty of past laws that don't mean anything, and I think that's why we're all suspicious of this new one.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
What I can tell you is what I'm reading. An additional 350 miles of fencing has been completed, is one of five tenets that they have to check before they even begin the application process for anybody getting permanent resident or green card status.
And they were even talking about E-Verify in this?
They are.
They wanted to pass E-Verify one time, but the liberal says you can't go by that. Somebody might put down the wrong number, and then they wouldn't be able to get a job.
Yeah, they hate it. But again, this says, again, one of five things that says E-Verify. Before you get hired for any job in America, you have to demonstrate you're a U.S. citizen, and that has to be working before they get anything. Again, that's what's part of this amendment. I like that. because I think that's what we want. Now, do we trust them? Different story. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks, John. Charlie and Stanley, you're first to go when we come back on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillman. Stay tuned. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.